Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Wednesday, we talk a little bit about Texas dairy with Mr. Mike Scouten at a Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. It's going to get a little bit hot this week, but it's always good to celebrate June and Dairy Month, and lots of good dairy news to talk about this week.
Well, to start off our dairy news, as usual, we always talk a little bit about what's happening on the blocks and barrels aspect of dairy. How's that looking?
Well, looking pretty good. We had a report that we'll talk about later that has affected some of the pricing, so we'll jump right into it. Block cheese closed at $2.28 per pound, and that was unchanged with no lots traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.24.5 per pound, unchanged and no lots traded. Butter closed at $2.96.25 per pound, and that was up a half a penny with no lots traded. But butter is well on its way to hitting that $3 level, and certainly good reason for that. Going over to non-fat dry milk, it closed at $1.88 per pound. That was up a penny with one lot being traded. And then dry whey closed at 51¾ cents per pound, down 4 cents, and four lots being traded.
And I know this week we have a dairy products report for the month of April this month. How's that looking?
Very strong report. What we saw on the April dairy products report was that American type cheese was down 3% year over year and down 2% or 8.3 million pounds from the March numbers. That compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month decrease of only 1.6 million pounds, so a 4X off the five-year average rate of decrease. We saw that cheddar was down 5% year-over-year and down 2% or 6.3 million from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees an increase of 3 million pounds. So that was also 9 million pounds off on the cheddar as far as production for the month of April. Mozzarella held its ground. It was up 2% year-over-year and down 5% or 22 million pounds from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 20 million pounds. Over on the total cheese, we saw that it was up 0.1% year-over-year, but down 4.5% or 55 million pounds from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees the month-to-month decrease be somewhere right around 36 million pounds. So 20 more million pounds total cheese not produced off of what we normally see on a five-year average. That shows a very bullish number for the Class 3 pricing. Same thing is true on the butter. We saw that it was down 1% year-over-year and down 10% or 21 million pounds from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of only 4 million pounds. So all also very bullish to the butter side, and that's probably why we're looking at the $3 butter coming up, and certainly that strong demand that we have for butter here in the U.S. Over on the powder, it was down 7.5% year-over-year and up 3% or 7 million pounds from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees an increase of about 8 million pounds, so pretty much on par on the powder side. And then finally, human whey was up 7% year-over-year, but down 0.1% or 94,000 pounds from the March numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 4 million pounds.
Now, Mike, we've talked about it a little bit here and there every other week. On the human whey aspect with baby formula, there has been some news that, you know, we are getting some shipments. You know, for those future moms out there or moms already, how is that looking out on the dairy aspect for human whey and baby formula coming out?
Well, from the production and manufacturing side, you are 100% correct. Abbott has been given its FDA license back again and is in full swing. But as you can well expect, it does take a little bit to get that milk into the pipeline, get it dried, and then packaged and logistically located out back into the market. So, and, you know, last I had heard, it was probably several weeks out from supplies starting to be replenished. But certainly does emphasize the importance of baby formula and the dairy industry in a situation like this. My recommendation to FDA would be to try to approve a few more of the infant formula manufacturing plants here in the U.S. so that we can be net exporters to places like China of infant formula.
Well, and talking about exports, you know, this week we're talking a little bit about a global trade event that happened out in New Zealand. What does that report look like for us in the U.S.?
Fairly strong. Most of the products were up in value over the last 2 weeks. So what we saw over in New Zealand was that skim milk powder traded at $1.92, or up 3% off the last event, and that does compare to that $1.88 that we're seeing here in the U.S. Whole milk powder is trading at $1.89, or up 6% from the last event. We saw that cheddar is trading at $2.43, or down 5%, and that $2.43 does compare to the $2.28 that we're seeing at the CME. And then finally, over at the global trade event, we're seeing that butter is trading at $2.75 per pound. That is up 5% from the last event, but that is still 21 cents lower than the $2.96 that we're seeing here in the U.S. at the CME.
So, as usual, we always kind of dive into what's happening on the class threes and fours. What's that, you know, turning out to be this on this report this week?
Very strong reaction off of that dairy products report on the class threes and fours as well. We're seeing that the June is trading at a 24.44. This is midday Tuesday, and then July is trading at 25 even. August is trading at 24.85, and then the September is trading at 24.86. And as we go into the fourth quarter, we're seeing the October open up at 24.50 and finish out in December at 23.50. And then moving into the first quarter of 2023, we're seeing January open up at 22.66 and finish up in March at 21.70. Over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing that the June is trading at 25.86, the July at 26.23, the August at 26.10, the September trading at 25.93. Going into the fourth quarter, October is opening up the Class 4 at 25.55 and finishing up in December at 24.45. And then the first quarter of 2023 is trading at 23.50 in January and finishing up the first quarter at 22.50 in March.
And this week we've got a dairy RP report for some of those producers out there. How is that turning out to be?
Yeah, we do. And I want to remind the producers that they have until June 15th to be able to sign up for any of the third quarter pricing. So they may want to start finishing up their contracts or looking at finishing up whatever dairy RP positions they have left open. What we're seeing on that is quarter three is trading a 23.68 for merely 22 cents, so that's a very good buy. The quarter four is trading a 22.81 for 38 cents. Going into the class four side, we're seeing quarter three trade for 24.75 at 18 cents, extremely good value. And then quarter four is trading a 23.66 for 46 cents on the class four. So certainly time to finish up your dairy RP purchases and move forward from there.
Well, Mike, it is always a pleasure to get a good Texas dairy report as well as a national dairy report from you and get to hear you every Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, Bryce. My pleasure.
And that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.